This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 20th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny afternoon across Israel with bright skies in Tel Aviv and warm temperatures in Jerusalem. A perfect day for being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF targets Hamas terrorist infrastructure in overnight strikes, hitting an arms storage facility and more. That's according to JNS from earlier today. Also, in the past hour, I-24 News reports Israeli forces have surrounded Hezbollah fighters within a tunnel network in Lebanon. Also this hour, the U.S. launched its ninth night of strikes on Iran. CENTCOM aims to degrade Iranian forces, threatening shipping lanes. Ynet covered this story earlier today. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports a potential escalation in Yemen. Both the Houthis and Saudi-backed forces seem to prepare for renewed conflict. And finally, Axios reveals House Democrats' growing concerns about their stance on Israel. One member mentioned difficulty in presenting current events positively. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago about an IDF-targeted strike on a vehicle in Gaza this morning. I24NEWS English reported, "Moments ago, the two Palestinians were killed during clashes with Israeli forces in a West Bank village." Al Arabiya English shared, just now, that former U.S. President Donald Trump commented on U.S. military action against Iran, aiming to prevent Iran from gaining nuclear capability. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF's overnight strikes on Hamas infrastructure. JNS reports that the targets included a weapons production site and a rocket launch pad. This action underscores ongoing tensions between Israel and Hamas. Civilians in the region remain on high alert for retaliatory actions. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, Israeli forces have positioned themselves around Hezbollah fighters in a complex tunnel network. As reported by I-24 News, this builds upon recent escalations in the area. The potential for direct confrontation heightens regional instability. Meanwhile, the U.S. continues its strategic strikes on Iranian positions. Ynet details the focus on protecting commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. This military move comes amid rising threats from Tehran. The situation poses risks to international trade routes. In Yemen, both sides appear ready for conflict. Reports from Israel Hayom Hebrew indicate a fragile ceasefire might end soon. This potential escalation could further destabilize the Arabian Peninsula. The implications for regional alliances are significant. And finally, Axios highlights a shift among House Democrats regarding Israel. The internal debate reflects broader challenges in U.S.-Israel relations. This could impact future diplomatic interactions between the two nations. Turning to business and markets. First, a Wolt delivery mishap caught public attention. Walla Business reports that a delivery person dropped a sushi order, repackaged it, and delivered it to the customer. This incident raises concerns over food safety practices. Separately, Energix plans a significant investment in energy tech. CTech reports the company will spend NIS 50 million on an innovation center at Tel Aviv University. This initiative could accelerate advancements in electricity technologies. And finally, a bribery scandal hits the Israel Tax Authority. According to Globes, several employees were arrested for allegedly accepting bribes. This development raises questions about governance and oversight within the agency. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.